This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Tensions are mounting again on the campus of UCLA, where pro-Palestinian protesters have defied warnings to disperse. The gathering was largely peaceful overnight, in contrast to clashes between students and police there on Tuesday. In New York, the president of Columbia University is defending the decision to summon local police to disperse anti-war protesters there on Tuesday. NPR's Adrian Florido reports that critics say university officials should not have summoned outside law enforcement.
They're harshly criticizing the university, saying that it's abhorrent to unleash such a forceful police response on what they say and what generally have been peaceful anti-war protests. In a post on Instagram, one of the main student groups organizing the Columbia protests said that many of the students arrested last night suffered cuts, swollen faces, and other injuries after being tackled by police. The status of many of the students still arrested is unclear right now.
NPR's Adrian Florido reporting. More college students across the nation are clashing with law enforcement as young people protest the war in Gaza. From member station KERA, Toluwani Osibamowo reports that at least 20 students were arrested after setting up an encampment at a Dallas university yesterday.
Some students had been up as early as 4 in the morning setting up camp in the University of Texas at Dallas Chess Plaza, which they temporarily renamed the Gaza Liberation Plaza. Most of the arrested protesters were charged with criminal trespass. UTD senior Adam Mohammed says it was their sacrifice that motivated him to rally through the night.
No matter how many people you arrest, we will continue to come out day in, day out, because we do not appreciate our tax dollars, our educational institutions turning a blind eye to apartheid.
This follows days of protests at schools like UT Austin and the University of North Texas. For NPR News, I'm Toluwani Osibamowo in Dallas.
The U.S. House has overwhelmingly approved a bipartisan measure aimed at combating anti-Semitism. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, this comes amid reports of rising anti-Semitism on college campuses.
The Anti-Semitism Awareness Act would adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism for federally funded education programs. The organization lists examples of anti-Semitism in public life, including claims that the existence of Israel is a racist endeavor. Republican Congressman Mike Lawler of New York sponsored the bill.
Right now, without a clear definition of anti-Semitism, the Department of Ed and college administrators are having trouble discerning whether conduct is anti-Semitic or not.
70 Democrats voted against, with some arguing the bill is too broad and would curb speech criticizing Israel.
Barbara Sprunt reporting. This is NPR. United Methodists have repealed the church's ban on LGBTQ clergy. The vote was 692-51 with no debate. Many conservatives who previously reinforced the Methodist ban and its related penalties have since left the denomination. The Arizona legislature has repealed the state's 1864 ban on abortion. Final approval came in the state Senate, as KJZZ's Wayne Shutsky reports.
Arizona currently bans nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. But 3 weeks ago, the state Supreme Court ruled the Civil War-era near-total abortion ban could be enforced once again. That put Arizona in the spotlight of the national debate. The repeal vote barely passed the Senate, with two Republicans joining the Democrats, similar to the House vote passing it last week. And Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs has promised to sign it. But lawmakers lack the votes to make the appeal effective immediately, meaning the near-total ban will remain on the books for months of continued uncertainty for abortion providers and patients. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Shutsky in Phoenix.
Meanwhile, Florida's six-week abortion ban took effect on Wednesday. Florida voters will get to weigh in on the issue in November. A 5.5-foot-long alligator is missing somewhere in Georgia. Joey Henney of Pennsylvania says his emotional support alligator, Wally, disappeared into the marshes of southeast Georgia last month during a vacation. Henney says Wally has helped alleviate his depression for nearly a decade. Wally has also garnered a fan base on social media since being denied entrance to a Philadelphia Phillies game last year. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.